face for curious quips, for cranks and contradictions queer, and with the laughter on our lips, we wished you there to hear. We said if we could tell it him how Frederick would the joke enjoy, and so we've risked both life and limb to tell it to our boy.
That paradox,
that most ingenious paradox, we quips and quibbles heard in flocks, but none to beat that paradox.
A paradox, a most ingenious paradox.
However, I've no desire to be disloyal. Some person in authority, I don't know who, very likely the astronomer royal, has decided that, although for such a beastly month as February, 28 days as a general rule are plenty, 1 year in every 4 his days shall be reckoned as 9 and 20. Through some singular coincidence, I shouldn't be surprised if it were owing to the agency of an ill-natured fairy. You are the victim of this clumsy arrangement, having been born in leap year on the 29th of February. And so by a simple arithmetical process, you will easily discover that though you've lived 21 years, yet, if we go by birthdays, you're only 5 and a little bit over.
Dear me, let's see. Yes, with yours my figures do agree. How quaint the ways of paradox, at common sense she gaily mocks, though counting in the usual way, years 21 I've been alive. Yet reckoning by my natal day. 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm a little boy of 5.
He is a little boy of 5.